Good morning. Is anybody here?
Hi, Nancy. This is Dottie.
Dottie, hi. You know what? I'm going to call Jeannie and see if she can do the call. I'm just getting ready. We're leaving for the baseball game, and
I'm here.
Oh, good. Can you do it?
Yes.
Okay, great. We're going to the baseball game, so I can.
Hey, have fun.
It's a beautiful day for it. I just want to mention one thing, and you might want to mention it if more people come on later, Jeannie. Fritz called me yesterday about, I had mentioned about if you plant or if you cut into a hot pepper and get it on your skin, be careful. If you get it on your skin, you can rinse it off or rinse the burn off with hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, okay.
The tip.
A jalapeno pepper, huh?
Yeah, you know, any of the hot peppers, yeah.
Rinse it off.
Wear gloves.
What?
Yeah.
I said wear gloves.
That's true, but if you're not, then you can just rinse it with hydrogen peroxide if it starts to burn.
That's a good one because that sounds like what Denny would, type of thing he would do in sheet metal when he got burned.
Oh, with hydrogen peroxide?
No, but he would use acid to actually stop the burn.
Huh. Okay, got to go, guys. Have a good one.
Yes,
bye.
Thanks, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Jeannie.
I'm here.
You're there. Good morning.
Good morning. There's Dottie's here, too, I think.
Yep, I'm here. I'm looking up instructions for calla lily.
It's
my
what?
My daughter gave me a calla lily plant, but no directions of how to take care of it.
Oh, I don't know specifics on the different ones. I just water them and kind of do something general, I guess.
Well, I'm reading it on Google, and I love plants and everything, but I'm not one. I like plants that, you know, kind of take care of themselves, and this one here is a more highly maintenance plant.
Yeah, well, that's what I do is I go to the computer and I Google it when I want to know something anymore. It's just pretty easy, and then, you know, take it with a grain of salt if it's something that we should be more concerned about. Like for our body as to where it's coming from and so on. But who else is on with us?
Lee.
Good morning, Lee. Yeah, she's on with us. She's sitting right here. I guess I don't need to be holding it to my ear, do I?
No.
Okay.
Good morning. This is Darlene.
Darlene, good morning. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
Good morning. This is Julie.
Julie, good morning. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you.
Oh, I'm right close to headquarters right now, headed there in a little bit.
Oh, no kidding.
So, L.A. area, and then we've got, what have we got next? I think it's Sacramento and then Redding, and then we're going to swing by and check on our beach house, and then we'll be home.
Oh, no kidding. Well, good. I'm glad. I want to catch up with you.
Yeah, we've had... We've had lots of different things going on, so just the usual, I guess.
Yeah.
So who else has joined us?
Hi, it's Betty.
Betty, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great, Char. And you?
Good. Very good. My voice hasn't caught up with me this morning because now I'm on West Coast time, so. And met with an old friend that I hadn't seen for a while down here last night at Lee and Tom's house, so. We're parked out front in the driveway.
Yeah. You've been moving and grooving around the country here.
Yeah, it's been very interesting based on just the things that have happened in line with what we already do. And, you know, it just seems like there's times in your life that it moves you more solidly in that direction.
Yeah.
There's no room for doubting it, I guess, is the easiest way for me to say it, real simplistically. And the last one was yesterday when I tried to get a hold of our son, just to get a couple pieces of information from him, and I called and got his wife, and Stacy says, oh, he's just jumping on a plane. And I thought, gee, I didn't know where he was going anyplace. And she's just calling right now. And you might catch him before the plane takes off. He might still have his phone on. Well, I didn't, and a few hours later, he called Denny. Denny intercepted the call because I was busy, and he actually was had just left to go attend the funeral of a wife of a very close friend of his from, you know, several years back, but they'd kept in close contact. And the short of the long was that she'd been sick last week, and went into the doctor just last week. I'm going to reinforce that. Went into the doctor, and doctor ran a bunch of tests and sent her home and said, just do everything you need to do in the last few hours or days. There's absolutely nothing we can do for you.
Oh, my goodness.
That last week, and she died this last Sunday.
Wow.
And she was in her 40s.
From what?
Cancer. Yeah, I'm just looking at everything that's happened, and we've got to do as much as we possibly can to put this type of thing to an end. And I mean, the only way we've got is people's awareness and education.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say more to point me in that direction to be driven, and right now I'm working on a situation with my own family, and I just know, I don't know where it's going to end, but it could end up with it being spread to many, many thousands of people because of what, where my this one person in my family is and what's going on in their life. So, you know, you just know that you are doing what you're supposed to be doing when you get those kinds of confirmation, and it's been day after day after day after day as we've been traveling. And the response that I've seen from the people that have been given just little pieces of information. It's been people that are really open and interested in taking charge of their life and helping other people find answers, even people on this call. So, guys, you know, like we say, when you know something that's right and good and is the truth, it's our obligation to spread the word. And that means you don't know who's standing next to you. Just create a conversation. I don't mean you have to, you know, fire hose them. Just create a conversation and see if they're the ones that are, you know, supposed to hear what you know or be directed. Let's not say hear what you know. That makes it sound very complicated because you've all gained a lot of information. You can't be on this call without hearing what other people are doing and saying. And when you start divulging that kind of information, it's you know, too much. I have come to the conclusion that that eating DVD is probably one of the very best tools, and I say that because of having had so many people come up to me and say, that one piece of material changed my life. That just, I called and ordered that one thing, that eating DVD, and many of them haven't even read the China study yet, but it started them on the track to do something different. So I have come to the conclusion that I'm going to call and order a bunch of those to my house so that when I find somebody that I know is receptive, that's what they're going to get. That's the very least I can do for them. So my dissertation for the morning, girls or guys, girls and gals and guys, and I guess I should say that if, in case you've just joined us and this is your first time here, welcome to Advanced Lifestyles Call. This is Char Rogers, and the reason for and the purpose for our call is to bring you the latest information in the nutritional field, as well as tie it into what we already do with the incredible products that NECAN has made available for us in the form of the Wellness Home. And the study was done, it's the largest nutritional study ever done in the world, involving 880 million people. It's reported by Dr. John Campbell in the China study, and the conclusions they came to was the differences of what we're dealing with in this country with the diseases that we have, the major killers that go on the death certificate, and a common way of us addressing it is, oh, well, they were 90 years old, and yes, they did have a heart attack. That's a natural cause of death. Supposedly the way we react in this country. It's not a natural cause of death. Heart disease, diabetes, autoimmune diseases, cancer, those are not normal things that we should live with. And the numbers are just skyrocketing. So that's why we're here, is to learn together and to help other people. Just be aware that there's other information out there than what they're being fed in newspapers, many times media coverage by the drug industry, with what it does. So anyway, we're glad to have you. Questions or comments from anyone?
I just mentioned that I had two conversations yesterday, one with our son, the 40-year-old, who was here for dinner last night, and it came up about that. Well, I said that, you know, the big thing with cancer is keeping your body. Oh, he asked if I've heard that there's some people who are getting cancer as a result of their whatever they're taking as far as supplements. And my immediate gut reaction said, well, we don't have to worry about that because our supplements are all whole food. And from there it went to cancer, and I said cancer cells live on, and I threw in fat cells because of acidity, and sugar. And he said, oh, really? I thought fat cells were more neutral, Mom. Is that true, Char? Where does the fat cell fit into that?
Oh, boy. Neutral on fat cells, woo. That's one I haven't thought of in from that direction, to be honest with you, Nancy.
Well, I figured since he's fighting it, I would throw that one in as a bad thing to have, so I don't know whether I was accurate or not, but I figured, you know what, get that stewing in your mind and do something about it. Second conversation was with the same friend who debated chicken and turkey being healthier for you than beef, which we disputed last week on these calls. We were talking about NutraSweet, because I had sent her that email showing about diet soda not making us fatter. And she's always been thin, never had a problem. And her pat answer is, everything in moderation. I said, you don't want to have aspartame in your body. I said, and she said, you know, everything in moderation. I said, it kills brain cells. Nope. She said, the studies that were done were on rats, and they were given tons more than they would ever eat. She even checked with a chemistry teacher who disputed it. I said, you know what? We all make choices.
Yeah. You know, that and the one thing that I would say a little further is, the studies that I use are ones where I know how they've been funded and who has what to gain.
Mm-hmm. I said those are probably 10-year-old studies because I think the new information is more accurate. And, yeah, that also would have been a great point, and I didn't think of it, but, yeah.
You know, we can't cover all of them. I guess I'm going to go back to what I said just a couple of minutes ago and say, you know, if you really want to see some information that I found interesting, and I've seen now I know thousands and thousands of people that have been, you know, interested, just like what you're saying, and open to just seeing one more piece, and I've got something, and I'll certainly loan it to you and hand her offer to give her the DVD and say, make a decision based on maybe some other information that you haven't come across yet.
Working my way through it.
Start investigating it a little further.
Yeah.
Because it is our body, and we're the only ones that are going to take care of it, you know, something to that effect. But, you know, it's just, I have had, what happens, I know, is things come across my path. They're good. I see them, and I use them for a period, and then something else good comes across my path, and I forget the very best I've had, that I've gotten the highest response on, that's probably done the best, most thorough job. And I say that because what's going through my mind right at this moment is exactly what the company has given us to work with. Good, better, and best. And some of you have already heard me say this, some of you may not have. The time in our life in NECAN that we were the most productive in our business was when we had a person point out to us there is a psychology, and I'm going to use that word rather strongly here, in marketing that has been proven over and over, and that means in for a couple of reasons. One is simple choices work more effectively with people when you're introducing them to new things. And another one is there are certain price perimeters that work more effectively with people when you're working with them in a new area, a new field. They need choices, but they also need them in price categories. And what was laid out for us to follow at the time by a person that was in network marketing, he was aware of the products and used the products in NECAN. He was not doing it as a business. because his job was a trainer. And so anyway, what he helped lay out were three packs, good, better, and best. We put out more silvers in that six-month period than any other six-month period in our history in NECAN. And it was following those two, that one thing that was incorporated, and accountability, which we are doing right here on this call between us. No one has anything to gain except the person that's here. So, you know, those are the kinds of things that I go back to, and the eating DVD fits right into that. It's short, that shorter than reading the book, quicker. It's an incredible overview. It's got a lot of very reputable people on it, and they can investigate any portion or part of it they want. And if they're looking at the clean studies, meaning that they are done, not slanted, not by the dairy industry or, you know, whatever company, as far as funding and so on, they're going to get the right information.
That's what Chara said. This is Lee. That's what actually got me doing it. Exactly that DVD that she's talking about. And I still haven't read the China Study like I should, or any of our McDougall's book completely. I've just done little parts. But it was that DVD and also all the list that went down of all the things that was helped, because here what was mentioned, dementia, fibromyalgia, you know, all there was, it just kept going on all the things that it would help, and that DVD did it. And that's what, if it hadn't been for Char, I'd still be eating the way I was eating, which was pretty bad.
If it hadn't been for Cy and LaVon Wagenbach, I wouldn't have known about the DVD initially. That's where it first came from for me. So, as I said, I've had too many people come up to me, and that is the one common denominator. Not that it's the total picture. I'm not going to say that, because people a lot of times have to go back it up with other things. Just like what Lee said, I've got the books, I've got different parts of it. I've gone here and there and so on, but there's one leading thing that has seemed to have been incredibly effective with people. So I'm completely sold on that. So comments, questions, especially questions. If there's any new people on the line, we're here to answer your questions first and foremost.
Now, is that DVD from Focus on Growth?
They do have the book that it comes in. It's called The Rave Diet and Lifestyle by, Mike Anderson? I think, yes, Mike Anderson.
Yeah.
And in the back of that book, it has the DVD. The book is very good. I can't say I've read it cover to cover. I've used a lot of the recipes in there, which is another help for brand new people. So, yeah, there's more information than recipes, Lee reminds me. But the fundamental of where all this comes from, I still go back to the China study, because that is the compiled science behind it. No recipes, no frills on it. The only frills would be the two testimonies maybe in the back that he talks about Dr. McDougall, John McDougall, MD, internist. And he talks about Dr. Esselstein from the Cleveland Clinic, cardiologist. And those two help cement it with just some personal experiences of what they have done. But the rest of it is just, I can say and use over and over, it is what it is. Disprove it.
Right.
Because when I asked for the assistance of a medical researcher, that's really grounded in research now after spending her whole life in medicine. And she couldn't come up with anything even to look at, to question beyond what she had found there and changed the way she was eating. And you see all the other medical people that have done the same thing, researchers included. I'm only willing to go so far.
Yeah, well, this is Darlene, and I was just wondering, you were saying that you were going, I have that book,
with the DVD, but you were saying you were going to get some more DVDs, and I just wondered, can you order them individually? Or?
Yes, you can go right to the site, ravediet.com, I believe is what it is. And I think that information may be even in the back of the book. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right.
And they do have quantity prices.
Thank you.
I've already done it once. I got to do it again because I ran out of them.
And
anybody else?
Or isn't it true that the majority of the people in the world are on the plant-based diet? It's just the minority that are doing the meat and all that?
Yes, that's true, and that's out of Dr. Esselstyn's book, Reversing Heart Disease, and that's another great one. And as you can tell, I go through and I pick and pull different things, but in there I highlighted of the, I believe it was 5.5 billion people on the planet, over 4 billion eat the way we're talking about. Now, that number, obviously, is, I'm sure, still changing towards processed food, animal-based, and heavy on the oils, but it's because of the income level of the average human being on the planet, and they do not have the money to eat the affluent diet that we do, and that is exactly what's gotten us into trouble. We think that knowledge and money go hand in hand. They don't necessarily, because you get politics mixed in there, and that controls it. And it takes it off in a different direction, especially in this case. So money is powerful in the spoken word to totally distort things when there's money behind it. And that's what we're dealing with, is a total picture that's gone down the wrong direction as how we're feeding our body and how we should be feeding our body. When I go quiet, guys, that's when you talk. Not that you can't interrupt me. I didn't mean it that way.
Well, I know that, Mrs. Cheney, I know the eating DVD is what turned Ricky on to eating this way. And he's read only portions of the China study, too. So, but he just said, that's it. I'm done, you know, and he changed immediately.
That was Tom, and he said he wished he had found it 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when we've got a good tool, let's not sidetrack ourselves by something that, well, my biggest issue is I sidetrack myself by saying too much before I offer it from a more authoritative standpoint. And I mean that a lot of times just because we know how important party is, and that acts as a third party for us. And you know what? It saves us a heck of a lot of time, doesn't it? So that's the other, you know, the other thing that I can... Sorry. How do I take that?
Speakerphone. You weren't on speakerphone.
Yeah, off.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, you
want to off speakerphone? Okay, I'm just going to go in the other room here for a second so it's not quite so barky. We're babysitting other dogs here in this house. So anyone else have a question or comment?
I showed Jill the McDougall maximum weight loss plan when she came over to pick up her kitty yesterday. I said, you asked about it. I said, here's a simple thing. And I just showed her that one page in Chapter 6, just the basics. And she goes, well, that's pretty simple. I can remember that.
What's the page in Chapter 6 for everybody?
Let me grab it here real quick. Because I was thinking of copying off those. I know in Chapter 6 he goes over the basics of how to eat. Now let's see, it's called, Chapter 6 is the Maximum Weight Loss Program, the diet is what it's called. And it's on page 60.
Page 60, okay.
Yes, it says the maximum weight loss eating plan, and he's got bullet points. These are the main categories. He said the diet is composed mostly of starches. The main categories of those starches are, and he does whole grains and lists those, potatoes, squashes, legumes. And then he says these are scientifically proven to provide optimal balanced nutrition and therefore are ideal for all human beings no matter what their weight. However, because of their high carbohydrate content and low fat content, they are ideal weight loss foods. So, and she's interested in losing some weight, so. And then he goes through eliminate all animals. He goes through, there's four or five pages, I think, of just some details. So.
Okay, it's kind of like, that sounds like a type of page just like what we have when the next question comes up in on the subject of plant-based is where do we get our proteins from of using page, I think it's 230, yes, 230 in the China study where it has that chart, and the main point on the chart is to look at the footnotes on that and understand that those are coming from different, they're coming from the two different, the foods that are in those two different columns. In other words, there's a combination of animal-based products, and the one column includes dairy, where people think we're getting a lot of calcium from, and then there's the plant-based that is showing just the opposite side by the grouping of just simple vegetables that are very easy to come by and, you know, would be in any grocery store. So. Thank you for the reminder.
Mm-hmm.
I know where that needs to go today to a person I'm conferring with, so.
Yeah.
Simple. Let's keep it really simple, guys.
Mm-hmm.
This is Leilana. I just woke up. I'm not a morning person. Can I go online? I don't have either one of these books yet. Can I go online and find them?
Yes, both of them would be available. The one is an older book, and it's been out for quite some time. You might even go to half.com to locate that one.
The what China, is that?
Half, H-A-L-F.
Never heard that.
.com for the weight loss one. The Rave book.
I have that.
Oh, you've got that, and you've got the China study, right?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet. Okay. That is actually what you might want to do with that one if you want the interview that Ruth did with Dr. Campbell. It's included free with the book when you get it from Focus on Growth. So I pick and choose how I get these things or where I push people. That's not a nice way to say. Where I suggest people go, at least one of the options is that because I really like that DVD because he's, you know, he's very, I mean, it's right there for us. So it's what we deal with in business, and he was available to speak with Ruth, and she interviewed him on one of the calls. So just another choice. Or it can be picked up in any bookstore if you know, if it's an urgency and you need it this minute. But the one that does come from Focus has it. They also have a grouping of the four books that we like the most, and that's the China study, the Rave diet and lifestyle, the Perfect Health, the Natural Way, which has some great recipes in it also, and then the one called Students Go Vegan, and they've got that in a package that is slightly discounted as a grouping of products. So. Or like we do, grouping of products, grouping of tools, this is. Just more, a couple more options, guys.
Is there any way of getting them, just finding that page so I could just make a copy of those so I know that I'm getting my protein?
Just page 230 is on that, and let's see, is somebody else... already got it typed. I've got it typed out. I haven't sent it out, just the chart part. I will when I get home. I can do that. I was actually going to put it on the back of a business card. If I can squeeze it down that small, it would be really tiny print, but I did reduce it and just type that one. Has anybody else got that they've done yet?
It seems to me I was sent it, so I will look and see, and I can email that to you, Leilana. Do you have what's your email?
It's call, C-A-L-L, Then Leilana, L-E-L-A-N-A.
Okay.
So there'll be three L's there at AOL.com.
Okay.
You know, when you asked the other day, talking to me about snacks, the one thing that did pop into my mind that was easy was popcorn. I don't know whether you discovered that one yet. When you're, you know, instead of sending children home with candy. And it's something that's dry and it doesn't take refrigeration. You could have, you know, done ahead of time. It's not like a piece of pre-wrapped candy from the store because you're doing something, you know, with it.
I could put those in little baggies.
Right, you could do that. I don't know, anybody else have a quick one on snacks? We were looking for snacks instead of the processed things from the store or the things that aren't so healthy. That wouldn't require refrigeration, that wouldn't deteriorate. I mean, nuts are, and dried fruit are just a little on the heavy side of counts that we, you know, want so much of.
In the maximum weight loss, he's recommending those rice cakes.
Oh.
I've been buying those. I really enjoy those.
Yes.
They have quite a variety. They have the ones that are just real plain, and then they have one that is cinnamon and apple.
For anyone that likes that type of thing, they also, when we were down, when I was down there at McDougall's workshop, it was a, they had the very, very thin corn cakes that are pressed the same way, but and they had them corn and the multigrain, and I like the multigrain one, and you can put a little bit of hummus on it for one thing. You could use anything on it you wanted that you chose to, you know, be healthy with. And they also state non-GMO on that, so you're not getting into GMO or altered corn right on the package. Multigrain and they're in a lot of the grocery stores. I've seen them available also. Multigrain and just plain corn.
And GMO stands for?
That's genetically modified
food,
where the seeds have been altered to produce. One book on that subject is Seeds of Deception, which I found very interesting. And there's even DVDs that go along with that, and I still have the stack that I was going to send out when I first got to New York, so I guess it's going to be when I first get home now. And I won't say first, but as I go down through the list of people that are still on the call, I'll make sure that I have your addresses, or I'll ask for you to send them to me then, so I've got them all coming in at one time, so don't worry about that. Because they ask that this particular CD be reproduced and put out to as many people as possible. It's a segment of what we're doing. In other words, we're going down a particular area. And I don't want to get people sidetracked at the beginning looking on a detail when they need to be looking at the overview of what they need to do with their diet. So I kind of back off on that. I don't throw that out there as a first look type thing. Anyone else? I know we're past our time again.
Yeah, I have a quick question.
Yes.
Does anyone have any type of experience with anyone with a pacemaker using any of the Mecan products?
Okay, you're a little bit faint. Can you do *4 to bring your voice up a little bit? Okay, it was a pacemaker. I got
that. Is that better?
That's better, yes.
Okay, I wanted to know if anyone had any experience with anyone with a stent and if they could use the magnetic products through Mecan.
Lots of people that we have on the products could give their testimonies with a stent in their body. The materials that they're using are non-reactive to magnetics, for one thing. Pacemakers is going to depend entirely on the type of pacemaker, and what we suggest people do is just take their we suggest that they take the
products in to their doctor. Ask the doctor to have the rep from the pacemaker company available, because they're the ones that are going to be more knowledgeable than the doctor is normally, unless he's already come up against this. And then they can say what they can test as to what distance of whatever the magnetic products are that the person's choosing to use need to be kept away from the pacemaker, if at all. A lot of them are shielded, or they're just set up and devised differently now, and they're not affected by magnetics. But that's not our call. So that's the person that's dealing with it. They need to be able to know direct from the manufacturer's rep that, you know, what the guidelines are for them.
Okay. So you think the stat doesn't make a difference whether it's plastic or metal?
The metals using, and again, have them go to their doctors. The metals being used internally are non-interactive with magnetism. At the ones that I've seen at this point. Now, when you've got a pacemaker or something that is active, that's implanted in the body, sometimes those are even set with magnets, or often, I should say, I guess. I don't know that I'm explaining this in the simplest form, but again, we should not be taking the responsibility for these. We should be having them do it with, but they need to know how to ask the question. If they just say to the doctor, should I use magnets, they're probably going to get told, no, I don't see any value in that, or that hasn't been scientifically proven, or something like that. If they say, I have a pacemaker, I want to know if it's going to be reactive to the magnetic field and to what degree, because there's a difference in sleeping on top of the palm mag and wearing mag steps in your shoes, a huge difference. I've never had anyone that couldn't wear mag steps in their shoes come back, or, you know, I've never had a person come back and say that the rep from the company that makes whatever I'm looking at or utilizing tell me I can't use it.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're certainly welcome. Well, guys, I want to say thank you for your participation today, and if anything you found on here was helpful to you as far as information, again, like I said at the beginning, the reason for our call is to pass the information on to as many people as we possibly can so they can utilize it and just search it out for themselves.
Nancy, do you know Bruce Black in Canada? This is Leilana. Bruce Black has a pacemaker.
Okay.
And he uses it. And I called him because I have a friend that wanted to know about it, and he says that he uses it, but he, again, you have to talk to your doctor about it. So there is someone. I can give you his number if you'd like.
Oh, I'd love that. That would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Just, you know, just to hear, 416.
Okay.
925.
Okay.
4503.
All right, thank you.
And he's in my upline in Nekin. He's under Dennis Estes.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you so much. That's the value of these calls. When we need the information, somebody else has got an answer for us. So thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day. And
well, before you close, I want to thank Jeannie for sending that sharp slicer. That Char brought with her. Jeannie,
no,
are you still on the phone call?
I'm here.
Thank you for sending it. We've sort of decided that with Tom's eyesight, who I bought it for, and his Alzheimer's, that I'm going to be the one that uses it. So she showed me how to use it and how dangerous,
all right.
How dangerous it could be. But it does is really neat.
Yeah, good.
Thank you very much.
No problem. You're welcome.
Okay, guys, have a great day. Make it absolutely wonderful, and just listen for those people that need a teaser, at least, and a direction to go to improve their health, both physically and financially. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm cereal out there, too.
Yeah, I've got some.
Oh. I can't remember.